Have a seat. Relax over there. Ari Shaffir is here. I don't know why you have never been here before.
I try to avoid Florida.
Why? You don't like it here?
Well, Miami ruined it for me.
Miami's way different.
Yeah.
This is Miami's a third world country. This is a real area.
Yeah,
what happened to Miami?
I've almost gone here a couple times.
Yeah.
Canceled. I don't know why.
Welcome.
Thanks.
We're big fans of yours. We're happy to have you
Thanks.
Here.
Kreischer always talks about you guys.
He does?
Yeah.
He has you say bad things?
No, he said it makes him feel thin.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. Listen to me. I've been binge watching all of your shows where you have the people tell the stories.
Oh yeah,
that is brilliant.
Thanks.
That is brilliant because I've seen a couple, then I started watching them all, knowing that you're coming here. There's two that I love. My favorite is the one where you and your buddy took mushrooms and went to the movies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Me and Pete, you like that one? That's good.
Oh, that was great because he was so pathetic.
pathetic.
Yeah, Spanish. Spanish is constantly telling me he loves me.
Yeah.
And I believe he does love me, but I don't want to hear it anymore. But you, at the end...
Well, on mushrooms, you mean?
No, in general.
Okay.
It makes me wish I was on mushrooms. And then at the end of your thing, you were talking to your buddy, like, I was really worried about you. Because I love you. And I was like, that's the most sincere. His one I love you was worth 1,000 of your fake I love you.
I feel like we should do some drugs and be in a real dangerous situation. Then you would know how much I truly love
Settle
you.
Settle down.
Yeah, you guys should take some mushrooms together.
Yes, I've never taken mushrooms.
Why?
I want to, because I'm afraid I don't know what I'll start doing.
No, I mean, nothing.
What did you do? You sat in a movie theater.
Yeah, it's just fun. There's no, that's like movie stuff.
Well, I didn't say I was going to jump off a roof. I just don't know. Like, I text, we're going on a cruise with Chrysler next week, and yeah. I text him, and I go, hey, I've never done Molly. Let's do it on the cruise.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I thought, what if I have some sort of reaction that's like, I want to swim, and I do the Titanic, and I jump off the side.
No, you don't lose yourself on these drugs.
You don't?
Maybe on heavy acid you lose yourself, but generally it's just like, you know, it's like this desk would like swim a little bit, but you wouldn't be like, it's a pool, I'm going to jump into it. You still know it's a desk. You're like, whoa, it's like moving.
That's it,
man.
Let's do it.
Yes.
What was the stuff that Bert wanted to do?
And
the
Molly, you don't get any of that. You just feel good. You might give somebody a hug.
Yeah, see?
Like, hey, man.
I definitely don't want to do that. I'd rather jump in the ocean than give him a hug at any point in my life. I love that story. I thought it was great, the two of you telling it. And then joining in at the end, and the other one was I related to this so much. I still, to this day, at 45 years old, feel the same way. I will not help anybody that was a dick to me in high school. That one girl that ratted you out to the teacher, you flicked the thing at, and he flicked a paperclip at a teacher. And the teacher turned around and said, you're all staying here until... And the girl turned around and was like, Ari did it.
Ugh.
And then years later, asked him to use his fame as a comedian to help her win some sort of contest. And he was like
Super Bowl tickets or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she contacted you and you were like, asked the teacher to do it.
Yeah.
There's a positive and a negative.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, my dad really wasn't around when I was a kid, and I played basketball, and I was not, as you probably guessed, I was not a very good basketball player.
I don't know.
And in the last game, and I'm talking about like seventh grade, and in the last game, the teacher during a halftime huddle was like, there's not a goddamn kid on this team with basketball sense. And I was like, there's no coach either. I don't know what gave me the balls to say that. And he was like, what did you say? And he threw the basketball and he hit me square in the face with it.
Really?
Like he'd go to jail for it today.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you can't get away with that.
So when I was 26, I went back and I found him and I beat him up.
Really?
Yeah. I walked right up to him, introduced myself, asked him if he remembered me, and then I was like, I'm a lot bigger now. And then I proceeded to beat him up at his workplace.
Did he remember you?
No. I think it probably sunk in later on. I don't think he remembered me as the kid that he hit with the basketball.
Right. He probably glanced over that real
Didn't
fast.
Didn't mean the same to me as it did to him, clearly.
He might have even remembered, like, throwing it at some kid. But
He probably hit other kids.
Yeah, he's probably like, I do that all the time.
Right. So that was good. But at the same thing, I also say if I ever hit one of those crazy lottos, I'll go back and I'll take care of a couple of kids from high school who were nice to me. Like Joe Mignon used to pick me up at the bus stop on the way to school when he had a car and I didn't. I would find him, and I think he's a doctor now, and I'd still stroke him like a $50,000 check and be like, thank you for all those times you picked me up.
That's the dream, is to be able to like hook somebody up out of nowhere and be like, because you helped me.
It's almost better than beating him up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'll never see that guy again, But Joe Mignon is going to go around and tell everybody, and he just showed up one day and gave me $50,000.
Damn.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then we did mushrooms together.
I guess we did something really good. Yeah. You should really do mushrooms, man. There's no reason not to.
Well, I'll be 45.
I hardly have ever
smoked pot. That's my problem. I keep trying, and it doesn't seem to really like do anything to me.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm big. I've been smoking a pound of it.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, never. I drink.
I'm trying to think if you're inhaling right.
That might be the problem. I'm very cough.
Because you've ate them before.
That wiped me out.
That did.
Ralphie May brought it. Ralphie May was here, and we had brownies.
You gotta be careful with Ralphie May.
Yeah, but we had brownies. Some intern that worked here made us a whole plate of brownies, and he looked just like regular brownies. And I was like, I don't like pot, but I like brownies. And I ate it, and it effed up my whole show.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I bring it to these guys in Edmonton. I'm like, well, guys, we're here for 3 hours. Let's take these now. The last 2.5 hours are going to be great.
You don't get like in a comatose state? Like I grow.
Sometimes. Yeah. That's the risk you run. It might not be great for radio. But
what if the risk, though, on, I don't know. So mushrooms, what's the worst trip you've had on mushrooms?
I've never had a bad trip on mushrooms.
Okay, then I'm doing mushrooms.
I know they exist, bad trips. But of the bad trips I've heard about, my friend, this guy, Pete Holmes, he said that... He had a bad trip once. He was with somebody he like barely knew.
Uh-huh.
Like he was just new friends with and a girl he kind of liked.
Right.
But nothing had happened yet. So it was like not the best environment because you're like worried about how you're going to act. You know?
So you're just a little bit uncomfortable?
Yeah. He said he had a bad trip, but he goes, it was still an amazing fun time.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Just
like for an hour, it was like extra weird, but then fine. Yeah. My friend took him with my friend and he was like contemplated death for a while.
Oh.
But then, yeah, that was an hour and the other 4 hours were... You know, great.
I'm a very happy person, so I don't imagine that...
You're golden. And here's the thing. If anything starts to go bad, this sounds going to sound hokey, just say out loud, even quietly, just go, hey, mushrooms, pull it back a little bit.
Do they listen?
Yeah, they do. They really do. I know it sounds weird, but that for sure that works.
I did acid one time, and I don't even know... I don't think it worked. I don't know. And then I went to see... I was at Woodstock, the second Woodstock.
Oh, Pepsi Woodstock?
Yeah, Pepsi Woodstock. Yeah. Limp Bizkit Woodstock. Oh, and yeah, and then I went to
Limp
see...
Limp Bizkit played Woodstock? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I got to see Metallica while I was on acid, and I couldn't tell if anything was happening or not. And then we went to Fatboy Slim, and girls were eating candy necklaces off me, and I was like, this acid's great, but I don't really think I was tripping. It just... That was them.
Sometimes with those drugs, you got to, like, separate yourself. Like I wouldn't... Let's say on mushrooms. Let's say I told you how this desk would, like, swim a little bit.
Right.
So, like... If I'm watching TV, like nothing will happen, and then if I separate myself and stare for a minute, then I start like, oh,
you gotta work with it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get away and like look at the stars or something.
Steve-O said that the thing he misses the most about doing drugs is that when he would get really messed up, he would talk to people and have conversations. No, nobody would be there. He'd have like ghosts.
Oh, wow.
And he misses his friends. That's like the worst. That's the weird. He was dead serious about that too. He's like, the thing I miss the most is the voices and the people that would talk to
me.
Yeah. That's a sober guy saying that.
Damn.
I'm going to do it. And I'm going to credit you with, I'll do it right now. Yeah,
I don't have them right now.
Can you get them if you're here?
Hold on. You can't get them at the drop of a hat. You can't
just be like, don't challenge me, Ari Shaffir. I will get
find them.
All right, I'll have them here by 8:30. If you do them, I will have somebody bring them to us.
Well, you have reach, so for sure you can get some. But like, get some. Well, get... It's going to be all you guys. Get enough for all you guys.
Awesome.
You have to do it too. You cannot.
Yeah, you need like maybe a quarter, a half.
A half
an ounce.
Half an ounce?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
What do I eat? A whole mushroom?
No. Maybe half an eighth to an eighth.
So what mushrooms. Do they look? They look like actually a little round?
Look like mushrooms. There's different kinds.
Yeah.
They're gross.
Well, if you get hydroponic, they're not too bad. Wait,
don't you eat them with like Doritos or something?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. You can do that. And they're not that gross. Make my friend Big J throws up on them. He's like weird.
It tastes like eating dirt. But if you have like some type of juice, because the acidity will kind of
break it down. I'm not worried about getting it down. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. It's fine. Or you put them like grind them up, put them in some orange juice, and then drink that.
Okay,
that's an easy way to do it.
Does it make a difference if you chew them or just swallow them whole?
Nah, but you just chew them. Yeah. They're too big to swallow whole.
Yeah.
Poor Ari. All of a sudden, it's like we have Cheech and Chong here.
I'm glad you guys are going to do it. So we get like a couple grams each. So that's two people is an eighth. Maybe a little more than an eighth.
I don't know. There's going to be math involved in mushrooms. I'm out.
Yeah, get a half an ounce. And then split it up with the five of you.
Somebody bring us a pound of mushrooms. Let's do this.
Yeah, but you need to get them and then keep them in the freezer. for, you can keep up to like 2 years in the freezer.
Okay.
But like, get them so you have them. So when you're ready to do it, you're not going to be like, oh, I can't find them. Everyone says that. I can't find them. Like, you haven't looked.
I can't find them.
You just went like, anybody got mushrooms? No. And then a year passes. You're like, I haven't been able to find them. Like, come
on. I want to do, I've always wanted to do like a thing where we go in a room and we all get on drugs and just videotape it for an hour.
Well, okay. Here's the problem with that.
I know what my problem is. I'm going to start saying words I shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Also, you don't want to be, like, recorded while you're on that. You don't want to be looked at.
You kind of do. But that's the whole point. Like, remember David Hasselhoff when he was naked and eating that hamburger?
Yeah, he should have been recorded.
That's the best video ever.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Eating off the floor.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to want to get out of a room. You don't want to be, like, locked into a place where you're like, I don't want to go wander. You always want to walk around.
See, that's my thing. And I feel like once I'm on it, I'm going to... If I'm in a room and I want to leave, I'm going to bust through like Kool-Aid. I got to get out. I got to be free. I'm going to be in
just
constraints.
Leave. Just go out.
Yeah. This is Ari Shaffir. Ari's going to be at the Tampa Improv tonight through Saturday. You can go to improvtampa.com or 864-4000 to get tickets. Where did you grow up?
Maryland. Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah. And when did you...
North Carolina a little bit, but yeah, Maryland mostly.
When did you start doing comedy?
I graduated from college. From University of Maryland.
With what? What degree?
English. Yeah.
What were you going to do? Were you going to be a teacher?
I don't know.
You had no idea.
I didn't even think of, like, how am I going to apply this?
You just picked the subject?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. That's a major. That seems fun. Let's do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like sociology.
That's not a major. That's a subject in high school.
Yeah,
that's a subject. Big difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't imagine what you thought outside of being a teacher you would do with that.
Yeah.
Be smarter than the next
law
guy.
School.
Yeah.
You can go to law school with that as a background, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my fallback plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They had this poster in the English department of like all the things people have done with
English
grade. It was like judge, rapper.
rapper.
It's all the stuff really that you haven't used your English major for.
Sure.
You know, just like now, like, oh, and then I went on, you know, to do something else. It's like all these things people who used to drive Nissans went on to do. It's like they're not going to do with the Nissan.
So you graduate and then you're like,
when do you know
you're funny?
I did it once. I did stand up once in college, just once. Wore like a 3-piece suit, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then it's a couple years later, I graduated and I couldn't find a good job. So I was like, F it, you know?
Let me go back to that thing I did once.
Yeah.
And try that.
It was fun. I took some screenwriting classes. So I was like, maybe I'll do that too. My friend, my roommate, my eventual roommate, my friend from high school, he moved to Miami with his family. So he was like, let's go to California. He kept pushing, and I was like, I got rejected from my last job. That would have been cool. And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
That's great. Just fly out there and see what happens.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Drove out, yeah. Lived there for a couple of years and see what sticks.
It was a fun drive. He smoked pot the whole time. I didn't smoke pot yet, really. I smoked a couple of times, but like he would like hotbox the whole way.
Right.
So he'd drive the speed limit, and I'd drive like over the speed limit. And he'd like catch up. You know, I'd find a place and catch up.
Well, I don't know what my deal is with pot. I
inhale, because I've talked to people before, like, I can't get high. I'm like, I need to see you get high.
I bought what did I have?
A PAX machine?
Yeah.
Vaporizer,
yeah.
Yeah, those are hard to use, right? If you get it working, you're fine.
I went out.
Does it work?
Yeah. I don't know. I went out to Disney with my kids, and they went to sleep, and I went out on the balcony and watched the fireworks, and I was sucking away on that thing trying to get high, and I'm like... Nope, now I just have a headache from breathing in. Really,
just get a joint, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my problem. I've never smoked a cigarette, and I've never...
Have some water with you. You're going to cough, and just have some water.
It's not just a cough. It's a cough like I've got throat cancer.
I know. Everyone has that.
But you look like a real dick.
You're probably smoking right.
Right. Yeah, but you look like a real douchebag when you're the only one that's coughing till you're going to throw up. Yeah. And everybody's like, this is good. You're over there still coughing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to be that guy.
We're
going to
skip you in the rotation.
You keep getting it all wet. No, yeah. okay, so you moved to LA, and then what? When do you? That's a hard place to break into for a guy who's done comedy once in college.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
it's not the right place to start. Tampa's a way better place to start. Any place outside of LA or New York,
right?
Is a better place to start. Maybe actually, I don't know about New York. I didn't start there. I don't know what the open mics are like there, but it's so disheartening. The open mics are like 7 people. You know, they're all comics.
Yeah.
5 are writing in their notebook. 1 is sleeping. And one's paying attention. It's just, like, stupid. It fails out so many people that could have been good.
Or worse, you drive by the comedy places, and there's, like, 12 A-list comedians every night. Or Wednesday.
Like, how am I going to break into that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you for sure can't get in. But that wasn't even, like, your thought isn't even like, I want to get into that lineup. It was just like, let me just do this for a while, try to get good.
Right.
I always saw those people as way above me.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even like, I want to do that. It was like, well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Who was your first, like, friend in comedy? Like, I know your buddies are Rogan and stuff. Who was your first guy that kind of liked you?
Well, like, lower level guys.
Yeah.
Except Brett Williams. We were like better than the other open micers.
So you bonded.
Yeah, we're just like, let's just be friends, man. Let's not be like them. Let's not be like these 45-year-olds who are still here at this coffee shop. You know, go up once a week or every 2 weeks and just like hobbyists.
Yeah.
Which those guys are okay, but.
Rob does comedy. He started this year. He did stand up. He went to an open mic last night and shut the place down. Like, literally, they closed after.
Really?
They closed after you last night?
It was the last one anyway.
Okay, sure.
Wasn't something that I went and did. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you couldn't save it, though.
He had a couple opportunities. So they still closed.
They had to be thinking, like, if I kill it, maybe they'll stay open. Comedy's a good thing.
I can save this place if there's comedy on a Wednesday and poetry readings on Friday.
No air conditioning in a warehouse. They're literally sweating into like 4 minutes in, and
who voluntarily goes there?
That's what you gotta go do that. If there's actually
to watch you, not to.
They have, like, they're there for other bands and stuff, so it's a mixed one. Whereas like a lot of comedy ones are tough because it is just other comedians. Where there's musicians and stuff, they actually will hang around and sit. They may not be there for comedy, but they're at least there and they're paying attention.
I don't know. I would have quit after like the third time. I'm like, it's too hot.
Yeah,
to be a comedian.
Everyone has that thought of like, I'm gonna kill this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be so good. But then it's like, but this thing you've never done.
Yeah.
I used to work at the Comedy Store. People would come in. We'd run the cover booth and the door.
Right.
And these guys would come in like, oh, I'll rock this stuff. It's so hard not to curse. Just put me up there. I'll kill it. Get out of my way. I'm gonna be the next star. I'm like, okay. We're like, it's 3 minutes. And they're like, okay. And then we just wouldn't light them.
Yeah.
And we just let them keep going. And then just start sweating more.
Die
and more,
up there.
Die.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, only people who got cocky.
Do you know who Gary Cannon is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gary has got like the same 5 minutes of jokes for the last 30 years. But he's made it work for him. Yeah. And Ralphie does that to him. He opens for Ralphie, and Ralphie would be like asleep in his room. He's only supposed to do like 7 minutes. Ralphie can go like 25. Cannon's like, I can only have one Coles joke. I don't know what to do. So who's you and the other guy start doing well, and then
we just did well in the open mics.
Okay,
and then we both got jobs at the Comedy Store, but he had a day job, so that really held him back. He couldn't really go on the road. He couldn't really do too many four shifts and stuff, so he couldn't get his like.
What did he do? Do you remember?
Now he's an editor for Fox.
No, but what did he do before? Because you really have to stop and think, do I want to continue to do this for $8 a night, or do I want to stick with this pretty good job that I have?
Yeah. I don't know. Some administrative thing. It was just a job.
He had a legit job.
$35,000 a year.
Okay.
It was like a good job.
Yeah.
You know? He drove a car. Didn't have a worry about, like, how am I going to eat this week?
Yeah. How many weeks did you live like that? A lot?
Like that?
Yeah.
A few years. There was. I had a three-year period. Here's my income. It was, I think, I forget which year. It was 2002, 2005. 3 years. I made $11,000, $9,000, and $13,000.
That's like a radio career.
Yeah.
Like an early radio career, yeah.
Paid intern.
Except radio, we always seem to find like a lot of free stuff. So you're like,
I
don't get a lot of money, but I get all this pizza.
Yeah, I got some free soda at the Comedy Store. You fill up that.
Bring your own cup and get as much as you want, yeah.
I used to try to drink healthy, and I would try to drink like orange juice, which I found out now is not healthy at all.
Yeah.
But also, it wasn't orange juice. It was that soda fountain.
Orange drink.
Yeah, that it was like, well, I thought that was like, it comes from a bag. What do you think? That's fresh squeezed orange juice? It's just sugar water.
Squeezing it into a bag.
Chemicals, yeah. I'm like, I would drink pounds of it.
So you're doing that, and then I had the Comedy Store.
Then I made friends with tons of people. Like, we all started together. Like, Renazzisi came like a year after me, but we became friends. Bobby Lee was a good like mentor to me.
He's insane
for sure. Freddie
Soto.
He gay,
you think?
He's gay.
Oh, yeah. I can say it. We don't know.
But he puts like candy bars up there sometimes.
Yeah.
And then he'll put like, I may as well put a D.
You figure if the candy's been there.
Yeah.
I honestly think that
he's a little gay for sure.
Yeah, I think that the source of his lunacy is that he can't signal in on whether or not he's gay.
Yeah. Maybe.
So when he was here,
he's got a hot girlfriend.
That means nothing.
Yeah. You're right. It does mean nothing.
We went to dinner when he was here. This is years ago. and he was very scatterbrained and everything. Well, the one thing he was locked in was Matt. He loved Matt.
Really?
As soon as Matt left the table, he was like, what's his deal? Is he your friend? Is he got a girlfriend? I was like, all right, no. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, he's probably like a 4 on the Kinsey scale.
He's great, though.
Out of 6.
His lunacy makes him, because of that, makes him great.
Yeah. No, he's hilarious. He's so insecure, though. He'll, like, have one joke that doesn't go over, and he'll, like, pace up and down.
Yeah.
I could have killed. The night went out. Max.
And how'd you hook up with Rogan? I know you guys are tight.
Just same thing, Comedy Store. Over the years, you hang out with the same people. It's sort of this clubhouse where it's like you're friends with some of them. You're not.
But it's hard to break in if they don't know you. You know what I mean? If they don't know, or if you're not funny.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, at least with the store, it's like the employees that work there and the guys that are like, you know, 25-year veterans, they're all sort of the same
cool guy.
Yeah, so... And some of the 25-year veterans were employees.
Yeah.
There. So then it's like, they all respect each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can joke around a little bit. Not all, but most, you know? So they all want to be comics who work the door. So it's like, cool, you're a comic too.
Right.
And so you just, after a while, you know, you end up being the same, you know, conversation circles.
Yeah.
You just hit it off with some people.
No, it's good.
It's just like high school.
I think it's great. And then comedians are, it's weird because everybody's kind of insecure, but all willing to help each other out.
Yeah. So Rogan was like, hey, come on. I mean, we'd go for late night meals and stuff.
Mm.
He'd always pay, which was always nice. Yeah. You know, I tried to pay once. And he was like, dude, you can if you want. But like,
let's be honest about it.
Yeah, you don't have any money. And I have so much money.
Right.
So
it's like,
he broke it down. I offered to buy like a Carney's, this like hot dog place, which is the cheapest I could, you know.
Yeah, I got this one. Yeah.
And he was like, dude, that's nice, but like, just when I pay for the meal, it's just like the equivalent in income is like it's worth a quarter for me. Like, it's right, like throwing a quarter down. So if you could throw a quarter down and pay for me, that would be the same.
That's hilarious.
But do what you want. But like, and then one time he was just like, hey, come on the road with me. My opener's not going to come. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. I love that Bert's cool with you guys and cool with him.
Yeah. Bert's just started coming to the Comedy Store now. He's really never in the Comedy Store.
Yeah, no, I know. That's right. Well, what are you finding really your home club and kind of stick there?
Yeah, but he also was never really worked out in town. He would just do the improv here or there. He was a road guy.
Yeah. He's taking his shirt off right away.
Yeah, right away. He's coming. He did a guest set for me in Nashville. He was just there because for Travel Channel.
Right.
And he's like,
goddamn podcasters. Say whatever you want.
The podcasters. That's good for anybody, right? Sorry.
When did you start doing that podcast?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rogan had one. I was like, we should be doing this. And then eventually I got one. I kept trying to think of a theme or something. But
yeah, but that's the thing. Didn't everybody start doing it?
But it feels like, oh, everybody's doing it. It's like, yeah, so everybody's doing it.
Yeah, but then it becomes, for at least from a listener's point of view, it's this ancestral group of guests that you've heard to tell the same story on 50 shows. But don't get me wrong, there's certain people that should be doing it. I mean, yours is very entertaining. I listened to the one with you and Rogan and Bert on it's not like you were on an airplane somewhere. But it was the first time you ever had Bert on.
With Rogan? Oh, Rogan maybe did the intro?
Yeah, Rogan did the intro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm like listening, and all of a sudden I hear, Bert on a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah, we do them at airports, we do them whatever. It's like, oh, let's get this gun. Yeah, I think that was. I think it was doing, I do the intros later. So I was with Rogan at some airport, like, hey, do my intro. I got to do it right now. So you want to do it with me? He's like, yeah, sure. It's great. Yeah, we've done them on planes before. People turn around. I can't tell if they're turning around because, like, shut up. Or you're like, what are you guys saying?
Yeah, well, because you see equipment and they hear two guys talking and they're like, I don't know, they might be plotting something.
I did one at a Yankee game.
At the game?
Yeah. So what I do for my podcast, I have one with Triple E you've met. When we do a sports podcast, but I do a different one, my own Skeptic Tank, and I just choose one topic and just flesh it out with somebody.
Like the one you did with Tripoli? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh. I mean, I have a separate one we do every week with Tripoli.
What do you got? You guys are both big sports guys?
Sort of, but we're
Tripoli,
idiots.
Yeah, but Tripoli doesn't seem like he's ever played a sport in his life.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a thing where he was starting to play well in the Comedians Basketball League.
Uh-huh.
He was starting to hit some threes, and he was talking trash. And he was like, I was like, dude, I'm going to guard you when my team plays you, and I'm going to shut you down.
Ooh.
And he was like, no way. I'm like, people lay off you, and so you hit open shots. I've looked at your game. You hit wide open shots. shots. And he's like, I'll hit more threes. I'm like, I will block more shots of you than you will hit threes in this game. And then he just waited for his first shot. I was waiting for him. I had to side juke him. I gave him a little space. And then he has such a slow release. And I just, as soon as he caught it, I could see, like, he looks at the basket before the ball even comes into him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's shooting. And I just threw it out of bounds. And that was it. Never shot again. Never shot again. Screw you, Triple A. I hope you hear this.
What like to talk about?
He always said he's 185. I'm like, you didn't weigh yourself for 10 years. I'm 185. Let's get on a scale. No. Like, why don't you want to get on a scale then, fat Triple A?
He is bloated lately.
Yeah, bloated. Yeah. That's fat. Bloated.
No, but he always weighs his water weight. His head's going to explode a couple of times. The last couple of times he's been here.
He gets mad.
He's been here during... Every time he's in town, something insane is going on in the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
He brings the party.
It was just... It's ironic. Him and Red Band were here together.
Yeah.
And we had a foam party going on in the studio. Like, we had that whole back of the room was filled with foam and girls dancing in there while they were here. And then Tara Patrick was here. I'm like,
That's perfect for Triple
A. For him, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he always tries to bang Carmen. Every time he's here.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Why do you wear your go-out clothes?
She has to. Radio. She's not allowed to come in here without makeup on. Yeah. She has to look good.
Really?
I have to dress up.
Yeah. Cleavage hanging out everywhere.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Weird. Jiggly. Yeah.
That's only for guests. Like, Spanish will wear a tie when we have a guest, and Carmen will put the babies out. I think she might have thought you were black. She saw your name. She might have thought you were a black guy.
I just knew we had a guest, and I didn't want to put.
You were hoping it's black. You're like, well, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, she saw Ari, and she was like, I don't know.
You got a black thing, Carmen?
I don't have a black thing.
Current boyfriend is white, but she has a black thing.
I'm not racist. I don't care.
Oh, right. Yeah, but everyone's got preferences. Some people like tall people. Other people like short people. Other people like black people.
I prefer tall people.
Right.
In general.
And skinnier people who have an inch bigger penis.
Yeah, tall dicked people. Can I say that? Is that borderline?
What'd you say?
Tall dicked.
I don't know what that means, so it's okay. Carmen, no, seriously, you wouldn't trade in Blarman, your boyfriend, for Dwayne Wade?
Well, I mean, that's not fair. That's
Why?
Not a good...
What if your boyfriend took some pills and became black, so it's still your boyfriend?
Right. He'd be black Blarman.
Oh, no, he would be ugly. He would not be good...
Is he like a freckle black?
Dennis Johnson.
Those guys always look
Celtics.
Weird.
No.
Those guys are the look equivalent of a English black person. When you hear them talk, like, what? You're not right.
What's going on here? I still can't get over, like, we were talking about Kevin, who works at the station, is black, and last time we were talking about black dudes playing hockey in the beginning, like in the beginning of my hockey as a fan career, there was like two black guys. Now there's black guys on all the team. We have JT Brown in place here, is like the toughest black guy on the team.
Yeah.
Anyway, black guys on Harley Davidson still or skateboards weird me out.
Skateboards is a weird thing. That's a West Coast thing. That's the first place I saw a black skateboarder.
Yeah.
When I moved there, I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. It's so awkward. It's awesome.
And they're great though.
Right.
Black Brazilians have some really good skateboarders, but like, damn, it was like a really West Coast, East Coast thing.
Yeah.
But now it's everywhere.
I don't understand. How is it working?
All the stereotypes you see, they're all ancient.
Yeah.
None of them are real anymore. It's like, oh, black guys, you know, I have saggy pants. Like, mostly polo shirts. It's all like, that's their parents.
I went to see Kanye last night.
Yeah, so did Heller.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. My wife really wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll go. And it was cool to have seen. But like, if I really went there, I don't know. I can never see me actually being there on my own and wanting to be there.
Was it good? Did you like it?
It was. I'm glad I went.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
See it. No, I hear what you're saying.
I'm not such a big fan. I wasn't singing all the songs, but it was cool to watch them because
there are some good songs that you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And but it was a stage show like I'd never seen before. He had a floating stage. He was above the crowd and it moved around. But yet the lights were kind of off, so you didn't even really know that you saw Kanye West. You could have just saw some overactive black dude jumping around on a magic carpet.
You heard of Bonner one year. He kept like waiting and waiting until his Tron suit was set up. He had his Tron suit, and I don't know why they made him wait, but he waited for like hours. He wouldn't go on. Maybe it was raining or something. He wouldn't go on the rain. I don't know. But then finally he was like, okay, I'll go on. But then the sun came up and you couldn't see the lights anymore.
Oh, he ruined his whole gig.
Yeah.
He didn't go on last night till like 10:30, which is crazy for a guy who gets up at 4. Well, I was there at 8, so yeah. Sitting and waiting.
Oh,
no,
that's
opener.
A floating stage.
Yeah, and that's the brightest it was the whole night. That's the most I saw of his whole head.
That's crazy.
No, he had lights behind him and above him, so he looked like an angel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm a musical genius. I'm like, I don't know. Genius?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right. Who decides?
Because Hawking is a genius.
Yeah.
Right.
Musical genius, does that mean like less of a genius when you say musical genius? But also it's like, well, then you mess up a lot, though.
Yeah.
Don't geniuses not mess up? Or you say, yeah, you're a genius, but like, yeah, I'm still capable of screwing up all the time.
And your words don't rhyme enough for a genius.
Right.
All your words would rhyme if you were really a genius.
It's almost like just really successful.
Yeah.
Or to be really successful.
That's more of
musical success. You know?
Yeah, by saying you're a genius, or you've convinced everybody. You could just tell people things. I found that out on the radio. You could tell people things and they believe you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I get when he said it, people are like, I mean, yeah, I guess so, but you still shouldn't do this or this. I'm like, no, but don't just give them genius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
I don't.
Yeah, I was saying for the record, I did not hand over.
You're not
genius.
The biggest like musician too. There's plenty of other guys that are like have more hits than you.
Yeah.
And he's not a musician. He's a rapper or singer or whatever you want to call it. He can't play anything, right? Like he
didn't last night.
I've never seen him play any musical instrument.
He sang every song with over auto tune. Over auto tune. So yeah, I mean I'm not hating on him. I just I wouldn't say genius either.
It's weird. It's a weird line. Mm-hmm. But whatever. I saw Bieber and Ike in Iceland 2 weeks ago.
You did?
A week ago, yeah. Same thing reason. I was like, well, I'll go see free tickets.
I'm you
like,
gotta
I'll
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest performers in the world.
What's that like in Iceland? People go crazy for him?
Not really.
Really?
They went a little crazy to begin with, but he doesn't really pull it out of you.
Huh.
He like, I thought he would blow me away, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not going to lie.
You were
like
let down by the Biebs.
Yeah. But he was just like, he dances a little bit. The background dancers go crazy. He sort of dances a little. The light show is great.
Yeah.
He got Fish's light show people.
Yeah.
He said I heard he went to see them and he was like, oh, that's good.
Oh, really?
Like, I hired that guy. He's like, hey, you're working for me. So, but that was okay. But then, like, he didn't sing really. He just holds the mic by his side.
Yeah.
And while the music plays, he probably sings on like five of his songs and then one slow one. But it's just like, what is this, man?
Yeah.
He goes, you guys buying merch? Everybody should go and buy some merch. Oh, I see you got some merch. Oh, that's cool. Everybody's got. And then it's like, you're just produced. You're like sent out there. I thought he would have more like by now. Like, you remember the Beatles? Well, no. But like, for a while, they were like that boy band. Like, I want to hold your hand.
Right. And then they
grew up.
Turn into something.
Yeah. And they all became like monster musicians.
Right.
And they're like, no, we're not going to do that boy band crap anymore.
Right.
Almost. And then they just like, he hasn't grown up yet.
No, he's, I don't think he will. I think
maybe
he's
not. It's too much money
done.
Coming in and it's like, I doubt he like writes songs anymore.
That's the other thing. He's probably got $100 million more than the Beatles did when they were 20 something years old.
Yeah.
So he's got nothing to strive for.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
he started at 13 instead of like 21.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is Ari Shaffir. Ari is going to be at the Improv this weekend. He has not been here in a long time.
I've never been to this Improv.
Never?
I just haven't played Florida in a long time.
Yeah.
No, I've never been to the Tampa Improv. I heard it's good. Multiple levels and
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a good place.
Those levels will be closed down for me.
Oh, no. I guarantee you on the weekend shows, you'll get at least two of the three levels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
It'll be good. 864-4000 to get tickets. When do you go back? Where do you go after this?
New York. I've been gone for 2 months.
Oh, really?
I've been on the road for 2 months.
I
went to first Montreal, then to Ireland, then Scotland for a whole month, London, England.
What?
Where'd I go?
Remember when you
Norway,
were...
Norway, Iceland, Norway.
Remember when you were doing open mics back in...
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's great, man. It took me to some crazy places.
Yeah. You do mushrooms over there?
No, I wanted to. I heard Iceland has like the best mushrooms in the world.
Paolo Francisco.
I hinted at it. What?
He's like the king of Iceland.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Finland.
Is it Finland?
Yeah.
I think it was one of those
Iceland's
lands.
Super small. Iceland's 350,000 people.
So,
country.
What is that? Was that awesome?
Oh, so much fun. I did one show and the show was fun, but I just like went around. I have a comic friend who lives there. He just took me around all these geysers and like hidden like caves with hot tubs in the bottom of it.
That's awesome.
By lava water. Yeah, it was so great. So beautiful out there. The whole country is just a lava mountain. Like, island.
It's a big spa.
Like, yeah.
We got a girlfriend?
Lots of them.
Yeah, that's the right answer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm hanging out with a girl here. I know a girl in Florida. We hit it off in Bonnaroo, so we're hanging out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always wanted to do one of those music festivals, too, like Coachella or Bonnaroo or something, but I don't know. I have a feeling after the first day, I'm going to be like, all right, I didn't take a shower.
Oh, yeah. We got an RV this year. Me and Dan Soder got an RV.
Oh, I love Dan Soder.
Yeah. And it's the right way to do it. You just go in and shower middle day, change, go back out, put some off on, get some beers.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't drink, but like smoke some weed, whatever. Yeah. re-up on the mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
So if I want to go get mushrooms
today.
He took
some mushrooms. Oh, man. He had a good time.
So did
it? Yeah. Oh, he had such a good, like, he was looking at, because we had this, like, the artist area. They walked us in up, I think, Pearl Jam or, no, LCD Sound System.
Okay.
Hell.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in this great place where we could get around and dance a little bit in between, like, the pit and, like, the VIP behind us. Rocky, the lady who runs the festival, like, the comedy, she got us in. And, he just kept looking back at these rich people and looking forward and looking at us. And he kept like, we're in the middle. We're in the middle. The rich people are there. They're not enjoying it. They're on their cell phones. These people are enjoying it a lot. We're observing them. We're observers. That's so great. I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, sure.
I'd like to get
Sam. I don't want to hold him back.
Oh, I'd love to get Soda on the mushroom and just make him be Randy Savage the whole time.
Yeah. He's great.
He's great,
he had
great,
such a
man.
Good time. We took Molly with it, too.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then with the mushrooms?
Yeah. Oh, they go so well together.
Rom, you're blowing my mind out. For a guy, I didn't know you could mix those sort of things.
Oh, yeah, that's a great mixture. You don't want to mix lots of stuff. You don't want to. I forgot the guy's name. Greg Giraldo it and mix coke and pills, and heroin. No, there's certain drugs you miss. Weed goes with almost everything. Weed's almost like an aperitif.
You're warming up a little bit with the weed.
Yeah, weed just kicks everything. It's like, oh, it's starting to come down. It's like, smoke some. It'll go back up.
Okay, good.
It does that for appetite. Does that for booze.
What's a mushroom run? Like, how long am I going to be mushroomed out?
You're going to be heavy mushroomed for like a couple hours.
And really?
And then you're going to be like just the good feelings and like good thoughts for another 3-4 hours.
Spanish, can you keister them onto the cruise?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I won't have to do that, but yes, I will get them onto the cruise.
And then you can re-up too, and it won't blast you off again. It'll just get you back in those last three, four hours. You'll just stay there.
So should I try them before I go on the cruise? Because I don't know if I want to experiment just being surrounded by water.
Is it your cruise?
Yeah.
Well, so here's the problem. Everyone's going to be looking at you.
I don't care.
You're going to care.
Yeah.
You don't want to be observed. You kind of want to get out. I mean, maybe that's just me. I'm more of an introvert. So maybe
like,
it's just
old,
me.
Old school New York, what are you looking at come out? Or is it going
to
be...
No, you just don't want them looking at you. Especially if you tell them you're going to be on mushrooms.
No,
like,
I'm
oh, you
want
mushrooms? Ooh,
yeah.
Are you? And you're like, nah.
Don't
I would
tell them
anybody.
On the radio.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe do them out here. There's so much wilderness out here.
I live in a preserve. Yeah. I don't want to walk into the woods.
There's alligators.
Man eaten by the alligator, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
And I also have a lot of guns, so I don't want to be like,
don't know.
I just
take
want
guns
to
with you. Don't take your cell phone with you and don't take guns with you.
Don't take your cell phone. I'm going to call my mother and start crying.
No. Turn your cell phone off and leave it at home.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need it. And honestly, it'll hold back your adventure.
Okay.
Like, what if I get lost? Like, yeah, great. Then get lost.
Maybe I should go to a desert where I can't run into anything.
Yeah, I like Joshua Tree. The beach for sure.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we've taken the beach. As long as you don't tell anybody, like, sorry, I'm on mushrooms, then it's like no one knows. They just think you're a little weird.
I'm going to lay on a towel and hang perimeter signs. Guy on mushrooms, don't bother.
Or they call the wild guy go.
Yeah.
But anyway, the only problem is if you start spinning down, you know, like I said, like side of the mushrooms, like take it back.
Right.
If you start spinning down, the molly just kicks it back up. It's almost like a beach ball when it starts to come down. Everyone just pops up in the air again, so the beach ball never hits the ground at a concert. Molly is the crowd.
You'll be
the
beach ball.
Trip is the beach ball.
Yeah. Oh, man. Molly, I thought it was what I'd want to do. I'm like, I have a feeling we're going to take Molly on the cruise next
Molly
year.
Molly on the cruise is great. You'll handle yourself. No one's going to be like, whoa. You don't lose yourself at all on Molly. You
really?
Have good feelings. Yeah, absolutely. You don't lose yourself
Spanish?
At all.
Spanish?
Yeah.
See, when he says it, I trust him. When you say it, I don't trust him.
Saying the same thing, though, so.
I'm all about properly dosing people.
Okay.
I want people to have good drug trips. I don't want bad experiences.
That's my I just see a lot of crying.
Too much, screw you. Jerk.
I see a lot of crying going on. I see me arguing with people. And
on Molly?
I don't know, on anything.
No, you're mixing up just drugs. You're putting drugs
I've seen too many TV shows.
Here's probably the best way to explain it to him. Can you, I don't know whether you, do you drink alcohol?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so explain it to him in terms of alcohol where he would be like with Molly.
All right, well, so sometimes, you know, you get like a champagne drunk. You know,
right.
And sometimes you get a tequila drunk.
Yeah.
You know, nobody fights on champagne, you know?
Right, okay.
So it's similar to that, but like on Molly, you just, it'll feel more like champagne.
All right. Honestly, I see that was well put.
Like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You don't get like angry at all. It'll help you dance if you want to dance.
I do want to dance.
I have the idea, and I don't know because I
drink
never
a lot of water.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's going to be a lot like how you were in Ireland, where you don't care because you don't know anybody, so you're going to go. You're going to take a bottle of a champagne off the table, and then you're going to go out and dance.
I was so messed up in Ireland.
You're going to be like, this is one of the best cruises we've ever had.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You guys, this is one of the best cruises. I've had a lot of these, but this might be the best one.
All right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Spanish?
Just, but make sure you drink some water. You're going to dehydrate.
Well, I think I'm going to start with the mushrooms.
Great.
Yeah, and then I'll graduate to the Molly.
Yeah.
By the way, Tony's neck is about to break from shaking his head so much.
It's international war. That's my agent. Don't worry.
How big is your preserve? Like, can you walk around there, like, safely?
Yeah, well, the only problem is there's really animals there.
Yeah, but you also have that, he has a giant alligator, that Kong thing, right?
King.
That thing that just sits out there, and it's like an 8-foot alligator. You don't want to go.
How far out is that?
I don't know. He moves.
Oh. He lives.
See, that's a...
So when you walk around there, generally, you're always on the lookout for him? You don't, like, kind of look up?
I don't really walk out there because of it. No. I mean, I can, though.
See, that's not where you want to go. If you're already kind of nervous about it, you don't want to go take drugs and then do it. Right?
I was drunk in my hot tub.
I like it. It's never attacked anybody out here, though, right?
I was in my hot tub, and I was not drunk, but I was pretty buzzed, and it was dark in the preserve. I couldn't really see. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a deer came running through my yard, and that scared the crap out of me.
Okay, well, deer's never going to do anything to you.
But you know, but all know of a sudden, you just hear a stampede come running through your yard.
Sure, dude. When I take mushrooms and go camping, it's like when I see deer, I'm like, oh, I get so scared. And then it's like, that's a good way to be scared, but there's no danger. Oh, but deer scare the hell out of me when I go. And then even when I'm like, oh, it's just a deer, I'm still like, what's he looking at though?
That's
get
the thing.
Here. Don't come at me.
In the morning, I leave. It's dark, and a lot of time the deer will be out just walking around, a lot of them, and I'll slow down and maybe try to take a picture of one on my window, and they don't get scared. They stop and they go like this. They don't. They slow look at you. And if I was high, I would freak me out. I'd see it talking. Anyway, I'm going to do it. I'm going to write you a letter and tell you how good it was.
Yeah, definitely let me know how it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
I will credit you, good or bad, either way.
It'll be great, man. Oh, my God. It'll be great.
All right, let's have
new clear thoughts about your life. You'll be able to look. Here's what's going to happen. You'll be able to look at your. I wrote a. If you want.
Yes.
If you want to do a little reading, I wrote a primer on how to take mushrooms.
Oh, good.
And it is everything you need to know.
Where is that available?
It's on the internets.
Just Google.
You Google Shroomfest primer.
Okay.
Or Ari Shaffir mushrooms. That'll probably come up.
By the way, the most famous Ari on Google. You're above Ari Gold. It's Ari Shaffir and Ari Gold. Yeah.
He's not real though.
Night still. Yeah. People are searching him.
All right, not bad.
He's
way above me before.
I'm sure there's other Aries in the other end of the world that are very important too, and you beat them all.
Ari Fleischer.
Yeah,
he's internet famous.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. So what's gonna happen is you're probably gonna have a lot of laughs.
Yes.
Like, forget about the most amazing spiritual experience you ever had.
I don't need that.
That happens every like 10 times.
Okay.
So don't count on that. But you get to look at yourself from the outside in. So it sort of separates yourself. You still know who you are, but you have to examine yourself with no like preconceived like, yeah, but that guy was a jerk to me. You just look at yourself from the outside and you know yourself. Like, you know how you observe somebody else?
Yeah.
You're sort of like, that guy's being like this. But you don't know everything about them.
Right.
You don't know what their father did to them when they were younger, you know, good or bad.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, man, you're being wrong in this. Or you're like, you're being really nice here. But you don't know all the details. You know all the details of yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you get to look at yourself from the outside knowing all the details of somebody. And you just get to
ready
like
for
see
that.
Who you are, man.
What if I look at me and go, you're fat?
You're doing great. Yeah, probably you might say that. But it may not. Who cares? Yeah, also, you might be like, so whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to live to 70 instead of 90.
long years away.
Yeah, food is delicious.
Yeah. All right. I'm committing right now.
Yes. Excellent.
Now,
excellent.
This falls on you now.
Oh, yeah.
To find
you go to? You got a mushroom guy?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Okay, here's the deal. When I tell you take 2 grams, I mean take 2.5. And I mean, don't go like, let me take a little less just in case. Like,
no,
you want to go like one extra. You want to make, what I usually say is the worst thing that can happen to you is that you don't get messed up.
You're nauseous.
Yeah, that you're just like, Yeah, so don't like puss out. Like, you got to go. It's like kind of like the atmosphere when a shuttle goes off. You got to hit a certain mile an hour to pass through.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll just get a buzz.
I'm not afraid. So, if anything, I do.
You will be when you take them. No, don't take more later. It's that blast off. You got to have the blast off thing.
No, what I'm saying is, I would take more. I'd go, Ari's not taking size into consideration. I'd take a little extra piece.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you contact?
I got a guy.
You got a mushroom guy?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Or is he a guy that gets everything?
No, I got a specific guy.
You want to give his name and address out on the radio?
Nope.
No, you don't?
Okay.
is he growing them? Is he going and picking them?
No, he's all hydroponically
cultivating. So. Don't call it growing because it doesn't grow. It's spores. They're like, it's not growing.
Oh, were they serious about
it? Cultivating.
Mushrooms?
Nobody cares, bro.
All right, so
how much?
Yeah.
Guy who cultivates them will give them to you.
Do you want to do the mixture of the Molly and the mushrooms?
No, I think I need to start slow.
Okay. Sure, baby steps.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday night, we do the mushrooms. Saturday, we do the Molly.
All right, I'm down.
Sunday, we do mushrooms, Molly.
Yeah, just go somewhere fun in the wilderness or out there. Or even your house would be cool if you have a backyard.
Yeah.
You go inside, outside. You can get a home base and you can get a backyard. You can walk around it. But that crocodile.
What about swimming? I got a pool.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mushroom swimming?
Yeah. Here's the deal. Nothing bad happens to anyone on mushrooms.
Okay.
That's like a real thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Then I'm fine. You can put them in your pocket, Spanish, right?
Because yeah,
people will be like, these Doritos.
No. Yeah, but for sure, eat them instead of pocket. Like,
no,
they're not going to hit as hard if they just hit your pocket.
I meant to get them on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to smuggle them.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be a part.
You want to do them before, or you just want to do them on the cruise?
No, I'm going to save it for the cruise. Oh, do it before?
I don't know. Just everyone's going to know. 7 days. Till the cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather be on the boat and doing it than standing in line to get on the boat and going through security and all that stuff?
No, he means like before.
No, I mean like tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant like going on the
ocean. 7 days. I mean, sure, if you want to, it just seems like a they always talk about set and setting. That seems like a weird setting.
The cruise?
It's just, you have all these fans looking at you.
Well, it'll be time where I'm alone or like I have a room and a couple of my buddies will be there, you know, we could all chill out.
And then you're going to want to walk around.
What if I wait till I go to like to St. Thomas or something?
Yeah, that's a, so you get off the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the third world country, you want to
see? And be left.
Well, I take him before I go.
What if he wears like a big panda suit while he takes him nobody knows
that's
it's
Molly.
I used to take drugs and go to the UFCs, and I'd take like pot edibles first, and then like more like acid and mushrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it was great. It was so much fun walking around. But then once people go like, dude, are you high right now? Once they started knowing, I would talk about, are you on it? And it'd be like, you're ruining this for me.
Oh, really? All right, I'm not going to tell anybody. People are now just going to always ask me if I'm high. Because I have puffy eyes, so people are always like, you're stoned. I'm like, I'm not. I keep trying to get stoned, but it doesn't work, so I quit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've learned a lot, Ari. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ari Shaffir, I think you're very funny, man. I like the podcast. I like the TV show. I think people should definitely get out to see you. It's the first time at the Tampa Improv. You can get tickets at improvtampa.com or 864-4000. You got a show tonight at 8, and then tomorrow night, 2 shows. Saturday night, 2 shows.
I'm excited. I got one joke about Florida that I've been doing that just something about this history here that I can't wait to do now. I just realized, like, oh, I'm in this place.
Over. look for Ari to it's gators in Florida. People will call you out on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not crocodiles.
What about that kid? The kid who got eaten? Wasn't that a crocodile?
It was a gator. Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Yeah. Florida gators.
Yeah. So it's great to see you got a joke about the kid getting eaten by the alligator.
Yeah. I was doing it in Europe. I didn't know if anybody, I'm like, did you guys hear about that? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yes. I can do that here. But here, for sure, you guys are going to know.
Will you have kids someday?
No, I have 2 that are in heaven now. Because the laws in America are really great for abortion. But I don't want kids, man. I'm about to get an vasectomy.
Are you really?
It's like, it's only going to be a mistake.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, so you may, well, what if you meet a girl you really like
adoption.
And she's only 25?
Yeah, that's what I do meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good for you.
I meet. But like, adopt. I don't know. I don't want it. The odds of me having with some random chick in Kansas City that I hate versus somebody I really want to have a baby with is so skewed towards a random chick in Kansas City.
You're probably right.
So it's like, whatever, I'll adopt later if I want a kid.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That makes sense. I was going to ask you, it's hard. You wouldn't be able to answer this honestly because you don't have any kids, but that family that kid got eaten by the alligator, they're not suing Disney, which means Disney gave them a
tons
beautiful check, $100 million, $60 million, whatever it is. If you have 5 kids and you still have 4, would you feed the youngest one to an alligator for $50 million?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I
said. Very youngest, where you're like, hey, God, we're only having this to sacrifice it.
Yeah, right.
So, like, don't get attached.
Plan it. Yeah.
Remember that movie where they had another kid so they could harvest the organs to get to the sick kid?
Yeah.
But then the kid was like, hey, I'm a person. Don't harvest me.
That's a great plan if they're like, don't get attached to this kid. Yeah.
Right.
Don't hug him ever.
Yeah, if you live on a farm, you don't get attached to the chickens.
Right, right.
Don't name them. Never name the animals.
Never name the kid.
You think they've just been dipping that kid in teriyaki sauce and then dangling him in the water waiting for something to snatch
him? The only way they didn't sue is if they were so like, look, it's not their fault. They have crocodiles. There was a sign that we're not interested in getting money from people who weren't at fault.
Oh no,
but
no.
People aren't like that.
No,
they're like, screw it. This guy, you're gonna put Disney out of business.
The truth is, that's how I felt. I stay at that hotel all the time.
Yeah,
and I was like, how do you not know in Florida? There's just assume if there's water, there's gators in there.
No,
it's a rule.
People from out of here don't assume that.
But there was a sign that said, "Hey, gators are in here, dummy. You have to know that."
But they also had chairs and a little beach thing and stuff
set really? Up where outside
could go,
the water
where you can go wading into that water though.
Yeah.
You
just assume, really?
Oh yeah.
That's why they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying
is, doesn't cover you for all of it.
Even as a guy who defended it, I would still go, I get it, it's nature, but it's still with like $100 million.
It is their kid.
Yeah.
It was your fifth kid. The guy got a gash.
It was your fifth kid and it was only just about two.
Yeah.
So to really think about it. Yeah. $100 million might be worth the trade.
I bet somebody else right nearby was like, finally the crying stopped. Oh, so annoying.